Protesters spent the night feverishly disposing of garbage and scrubbing down the park they are occupying to head off a 7 a.m. official cleanup. City officials said that cleanup would be postponed. That averted a potential clash between the police and protesters, who suspected city officials of trickery to disperse the demonstration. Police did arrest a few protesters for allegedly obstructing street traffic as they marched in a small group to protest at the New York Stock Exchange. As the sun rose, several individuals sensing victory in what protesters described as a battle brought back mattresses that had been removed in anticipation of a ban against their use at the park. Many also caught up on sleep, including Adam and Anna of Queens, New York.
This is going to keep going. It is a global movement that's going to change the world. People are not going to give up because of rain and park cleaning.
Reverend Donna Scopper of the Judson Memorial Church in New York says what really needs to be cleaned up is Wall Street.
I do think that we need some fundamental changes in how money, resources, and time are distributed in this country. And Wall Street has taken too much profit, the few have too much, and the many have too little.
Meanwhile, the protesters are getting some high-level support. Poland's Solidarity trade union leader and Nobel Peace laureate Lech Walesa told the Associated Press that capitalism is making huge money and does not know what to do with it. Walesa said the profits must be invested in people. He told the news agency he is planning either a visit or a letter to the Occupy Wall Street protesters. The protest website says the demonstration will continue on Saturday in 82 countries worldwide during an international day of solidarity against greed and corruption. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.